and a record has been set for the most expensive artwork ever sold at auction. Pablo Picasso's 1932 painting, Nude, Green Leaves, and Bust, was sold to an anonymous phone bidder for a record $106.5 million in New York yesterday. And we're wondering, who in the world has that kind of money besides Warren Buffett? Does an art sale like this, is that one of the signs that the recession is coming to an end globally? We have a BBC reporter, Nkem Ifijika. She joins us from London. Good morning.
Hi, Celeste.
Oh, how are you? Can you describe what this painting looks like?
Oh, well, it's one of Picasso's best, apparently. That's what the experts say. It's of his mistress, who was 22 at the time that he painted this. He was 50, and he was seeing her in secret. It's of her lying down, and there's a bust of her with some green leaves. I think it might have been a rhododendron creeping out from her belly or something like that. It's quite an interesting painting. But he painted it in just one day.
So do we know anything about this anonymous bidder?
Absolutely no idea who was the person who bid for it. But we do know that when the price got above $80 million, there were still about five people involved. Some of the names that were thrown into the hat were Roman Abramovich, who is a British-Russian oligarch. He's Russian, but he's based in Britain. He's the owner of the Chelsea Soccer Club. And lots of other people. For example, I think there's Joseph Lau, who is a Hong Kong collector. So there's some names, not necessarily standard American names, but names from other parts of the world.
And do you think this is a sign that the global recession is coming to an end, that people are willing to spend $106.5 million on a painting?
I mean, when the global recession hit hard over the last couple of years, the art world did see a slump. But of course, what happens is, you know, people tend to see art as a worthwhile investment. When this painting was bought in the 1950s, it was bought for the equivalent of about $166,000. And guess what? Today it's sold for $106 million. So it's seen as an investment. And of course, when it comes to something like a Picasso or like a Giacometti, which sold in February in London for $104 million, people just see, well, you know what? If I've got a few hundred million under my mattress, then why not invest it in a painting like this?
Oh, sure, the few hundred million under my mattress I'm going to spend it on a Picasso. That's Nkem Ifijika. He's a reporter for a partner of the BBC from London.